Hey folks, this is David Shore from Crops of Child Protective Services. As the economy continues to get worse, and circumstances around the world seems to be tearing each other apart, literally, there was a woman in Alabama. Her son, I think you even seen it. Her son, you know, like a lot of us, we tell our kids, hey, if you just work hard, save your money, you go to college or go in the military, then you too can, you know, have the American dream. And that is owning your own house, you know, have money in the bank, things like that. And from my personal experience, you know, you don't have to worry. As long as the company's doing well, you'll always have a job. But now, this woman, it's been 10 months for her son. She lives in Alabama. And economically speaking, it's more affordable than you would think. But when if I remember her saying correctly, a studio apartment, studio now mind you, is going for $2,000 a month. A studio apartment for $2,000? Yesterday, I was with a female friend of mine. A friend of hers sent a picture of a gas station. Regular unleaded. This is just regular unleaded. It's going for $4.14 a gallon. We have the wildfires in Hawaii that has pretty much devastated the entire island. They have protests in places like France, Germany, United Kingdom. They've got the Just Stop Oil going on. They're calling them migrants. I don't know what the new title they're going to give them right now. I'll just say migrants. But the migrants, they're fleeing countries like New Guinea, Afghanistan, Chile, places like that. And they're heading to countries like Germany, like France, like the United Kingdom. And slowly these countries are filling up and saying, we don't have any more room. And they're sending them back out. Cities like Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco are filling up. New York, these cities are now slowly protesting. Two of them, Chicago and New York, are protesting, saying, hey, the homeless were in those hotels. Now all of a sudden they're out on the streets. Before I lost my job at Holland Freight, which I will get into in a minute. Wheeling, Illinois. I remember this. One time a few months ago, I had to shut down because I didn't have any more hours to drive. And so I said, okay. So the guy calls over. First I call over to the hotel. Says, okay, no problem. A shuttle will be there. Then it was, they tell the terminal manager, because he hadn't been there for about an hour. So terminal manager calls and goes to hotel, gets back with me. Oh, they have no hotel, no rooms available. The migrants have taken over that hotel. And it wasn't just there. It was around the Chicago area. And that was about 6 months ago. Now, all the hotels are filled up. The schools that have been closed, they're filling up with the migrants. Cost of living continues to go up. Our governments have said, yeah, you know, either they're for it or they're against it, but no solutions. And those listening from Chicago and from New York and other areas, my heart goes out to you. you've got your own people you got to take care of, then you got people coming in. It may have sounded like a good idea having the people come in until finally the reality hit. And the reality was, where do we put them? Because if they say, hey, come on in, like Motel 6. Remember the ad? Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Well, taking from a story at Christmas time, you know, Joseph and Mary, and the innkeeper saying, there's no room at the inn. And that's what's going on. There's no room. Places that said, come on in, they're saying there's no more room. You got corporations like Yellow who are going out of business. Tyson Foods just closed 4 of their plants and 3,000 people are now out of work. That's Tyson Foods. Folks, they make food. I mean, you would figure a place that processes food, you wouldn't have to worry about a job. Because, you know, the meats and stuff come in. And now they got to close 4 of their plants. And 3,000, at least 3,000 drivers are out of work. And speaking of which, I got a letter from Yellow Corp. And it's a, and you know that RE with the colon says, Warn Act Notice. This is back from July 31st, 2023. I got it yesterday. Boy, the mail is really slow. But it says, Dear Employee, Yellow Corporation and its operating affiliates, YRC Incorporated, DBA, YRC Freight, USF Holland, LLC, New Penn Motor Express, LLC, and USF Redaway Incorporated, collectively referred to as the company, have made the difficult decision to shut down their regular operations on July 30th, 2023, permanently close and permanently lay off and consequently terminate the employment of employees at all of their locations, the shutdown. As such, you will be permanently laid off on July 30th, 2023, and your employment consequently terminated. The company submits this notice to you to satisfy any obligation that may exist under the Federal Workers Adjustment and Retaining Notification Act 29 U.S.C. 2101 at ETSEQ and applicable similar state laws, collectively the WARN Act. The company does not admit that such laws apply or that notice is required. If no obligations exist, this notice is being provided to you voluntarily. The company was not able to provide earlier notice of the shutdown as it qualifies under the Unforeseeable Business Circumstances, Faltering Company, and Liquidating Fiduciary exception set forth in the WARN Act. The company expects all layoffs and location closures related to the shutdown to be permanent. The company had hoped to complete one or more transactions and secure funds and business to prevent the closing of these locations, but was unable to do so. These circumstances were not reasonably foreseeable at the time notice would have otherwise been required, and notice is further excused because the business is being liquidated. At this time, the company anticipates that the employment of up to approximately 22,000 employees at locations across the country and United States will be terminated. A job bumping system will not be available. That is, company employees will not be able to displace more junior employees out of their job positions because all applicable positions will be eliminated as a result of the shutdown. Furthermore, no other employment opportunities at other locations will be available. As a result of your loss of employment, you may be eligible to receive unemployment insurance benefits or other assistance with obtaining
new employment from your applicable local or state Department of Labor, dislocated worker unit, or their workforce partners upon termination. Should you have any questions regarding this notice, please contact employee.questions@myyellow.com. The company is grateful for your service to the company and greatly appreciates your continued professionalism through this process. Sincerely, Yellow Corporation. And it wasn't even signed. What they just said was, they say it was unforeseeable. They said at the end of June that they were going to run out of money in July. More than likely, they knew this in June, which means what they said just said isn't worth the paper it's printed on. This is just another way in which families get fucked. The workers work hard, and then they say, there's nothing we can do. We just simply ran out of money. Yet they got that extension. Did anybody else think that, how are they going to come up with the money if they say they're going to run out at the end of July? They knew what was coming back probably the end of May, beginning of June. They went through $700 million. But hey, rents keep on going up. Costs of food keep on going up. Food processing places are either on fire, you know, they're destroyed by fire, or they're just closing down plants. Trucking companies are like this one, are closing, saying, well, unforeseeable circumstances beyond our control. I think what they used, let's go back to that. They said unforeseeable business circumstances, faltering company, and liquidating fiduciary. Faltering company? If you look at the quarterly operations, the first quarter was doing relatively well. Last quarter was doing even better, and the quarter before that. So they can't say one quarter is unforeseeable. What they did was they just used that term, or any of those terms, three terms, just to justify taking $700 million and running. If anybody from this administration or any government official knows of any banks in the Cayman Islands, see if they suddenly got an influx of money, of hundreds of millions of dollars from, let's say, nine people. Find out who those nine people are and see if the Cayman Islands can send back all but $1,200 in each account. Let's see if they can survive on $1,200. Now, I say $1,200 because that was one of the stimulus payments from this. But this is what I'm getting at. Here we are. We are in 2023. I've been in bad economies before. And I know people want to blame the president and his administration. Well, they, you know, I'm not going to say whether or not that they had something to do with this. Their actions may have contributed to it. But a lot of what's going on is about greedy corporations, that they're raising prices on everything, but they're not raising wages. If the government said, okay, if wages go up a certain percentage, or just go up any percentage, then the wages will also automatically go up. And you know what will happen? Those corporations will cry foul. We can't make it! There's no way! It's like, well, we can also pass a law where annual bonuses at the end of the year, you can't pay those until you pay your workers. And you know that the nine at Yellow Corporation, they got a hefty severance. 13 weeks. 13 weeks, and the CEO himself got $1 million. I calculated that to about $76,000. And yet, people like you and I, because now there's, the woman said it best, there's used to be three separate classes. There was the lower class, which were the poor, middle class, which was the workers that had trades and stuff, and then the upper class, which was the wealthy. Now we got the ultra wealthy and everyone else. And if anybody from the Trump administration is listening, he could have done something way back in 2020 and told Yellow Corp no. Now, yeah, I would have had a little bit difficult time getting a driving position because of my felony background. But at least I wouldn't be going through this 2 years later. And this is what's going on. If there are end times like they talk about, what even Nostradamus talked about, this would be a good representation. We're arguing with each other. The planet is attacking with hurricanes, Category 4 hurricanes, wildfires from Canada and Hawaii. You got people protesting about just stop oil. You got people getting mad. Hey, the migrants are coming in. They're taking over the cities. They're taking over the suburbs. We don't have... Also, they're complaining about the homeless in California that it's exploded. It's like three times or more the size that it was before. We have to put the blame on government, yes. But I'm talking the local government. I'm talking the areas that said, yeah, let's let them come in. Where you got shopkeepers who, and I'm talking the small mom and pop, the convenience stores where they get robbed right in front of them, and they can't do anything about it. Got law enforcement. If you want to get law enforcement there, they don't do anything. In other words, we're looking at real hard times coming up. And what they predicted at the beginning of this year, they said that the economy is going to take a nosedive. Now we see that somebody in government has connections with these businesses like Yellow Corporation, and that this was planned, this was calculated. They knew exactly what they were doing. They waited until July or August because what's coming up? You got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas. And unless you can get back to work, unfortunately I did, and other drivers from of the 22,000 were able to get work immediately. We do have a job fair, and over at, well, it's not so much of a job fair, it's just the union hall here in South Bend. They have something going on where you get help as far as maybe retraining, job placement, interviews with job carriers, things like that. But folks, when you're in Alabama and you're paying $2,000 a month for a studio apartment, you know things are real bad across this country. This is not a Republican thing. This is not a Democrat thing. This is just prices getting out of hand. You got people, you got corporations that are jacking the price, jack the price. It's like how many billions and trillions and hundreds of trillions and millions of trillions of dollars can we make off of these people? They've been stealing from us, so we're going to take it back and we're going to make everyone else pay. Well, guess what? In the end, they're going to lose. And I think we might even be fighting over like a loaf of bread or something. I hope I'm wrong about that. But we need to do something. And unfortunately, if you try growing your own food, you get in trouble. I heard about that about a year or so ago. People tried growing their own food, so feds came in, took all of it. Of course, this is just rumor. But looking the way things are now, I have to say it's true. Well, folks, this will be the last one for a little while. I've got my orientation. And I want to focus more on my career as a truck driver. But I will come back and tell you how things are going. So this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And let's hope and pray that this nightmare ends real soon. And for those of you who say, yeah, we got to get Trump back in there, or we got to keep Biden in there, how about this? We just take care of ourselves in our own little backyard. We take care of each other. We don't wait on government. Because it's government and corporations that got us into this mess to begin with.